Good evening. This is the Saturday Night Bible Study. I'm Johnny Coffey, and this is Harmony Baptist Church. Last week, I did I started with the Ten Commandments a couple weeks ago, and last week, I did the First Commandment, and I did some more studying, and honestly, I just didn't think I did justice with the commandment, so I'm going to finish that. You can call it a do-over, a part two, or whatever you want to do. But the first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's Exodus 20 and verse 3. Okay, so please turn there if you can. And the first thing I want you to notice is the requirement in the first commandment. And the requirement, the first requirement, is to know and acknowledge God to be the only true God and our God. Look in 1 Chronicles 28:9. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of our father, and serve him with a perfect heart, with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imagination of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. That's 1 Corinthians 28:9. That's to know and acknowledge God to be the only true God and our God. And that comes from our hearts. You know, that's from your hearts. You can't say, I trust God. You can't. Love is from the heart. Okay? And God knows our hearts. You know, he knows what we're thinking. So, you can't fake that. Look in Deuteronomy 26:7. Thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and to hearken unto his voice. Okay? We have to know and acknowledge God to be the only true God and our God. And how do we do that? We do that by reading his word and obeying his word. And the thing about the Bible, and I've mentioned this before, believe me, I fail miserably, is to make up your mind before you open your word, open the Bible in the morning, in the evening, and whenever you do it, that you're going to do whatever he tells you to do. And you may misunderstand something, and but when you realize what you've done or you haven't done, fix that as quick as possible. The second thing, the second requirement, is to worship and glorify him accordingly. Okay? Worship, glorify him accordingly to who he is. Not who you think he is or who other people say he is. What the Bible says he is. Look at Matthew 4:10. And, turned right to it. Then said Jesus unto him. He's talking to the devil here. This is during the temptation. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. You know, I think it's interesting that he's talking to Satan. He doesn't say, we're supposed to, and I understand he's quoting the Old Testament, but still, he doesn't say, we're supposed to worship the Lord thy God. No, he says, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And I believe personally that he's talking to the devil personally. Personally, he's saying, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only thou shalt serve. In regards to what Satan knows or thinks, he is serving the Lord. Everything he does, he's serving the Lord. He's part of the plan. Look in Psalm 29 and verse 2. Let's look at Psalm 29 and verse 2. And I hope this gives a little bit more than what last week. For one thing, I was extremely I had my kid with me. And honestly, I was very distracted. I was extremely distracted that day. And Psalm 29 verse 2. Psalm 29 verse 2 says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto him, unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Think about what we're doing. Beauty of holiness. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. In other words, set apart. You set apart your mind. One thing that, you know, I got to thinking about something, it might have been 6 months. Excuse me. I was thinking about the washing of the word. How that God uses the word to wash our brains and to cleanse us, our thinking. And then I was thinking about somebody getting older and said something about they can't remember things like they used to, and their mind's going bad, and they were really worried about that. And I did some study, and I discovered that that's how our brains work. Our brains work that way. Our brains, we're supposed to, it's like filing cabinets. The more information we get, our brain will hold what we're focused on. And we're putting that in there, okay? And the things that we forget, the things that we quit thinking about or concentrating on, those things eventually slip. The longer you go without thinking about something, it slips. And I was thinking, well, what if God designed us? Obviously he did, but what if God designed us that way? That's how you get fixed. You put the word of God in your brain. You obey the word of God. As you obey the word of God, you keep obeying the word of God. The more the word of God sticks in your head because you're obeying it and you're reading it. This guy's memorization. If you don't memorize the scriptures, you're not growing as a Christian, and this is not going to work for you. The more you memorize, the more you focus on God and what he wants you to do, the less you'll remember the past. If you struggle with alcohol, the more you focus on the scriptures and doing things that you can't do while you drink alcohol and be drunk, and the counteract of that is you're not thinking about drinking. You're thinking about the things you can do that you can't do if you're drinking. So you quit thinking about wanting to drink because you're too involved in doing the things God wants you to do. Okay? And if you struggle with sex, premarital sex, pornography, homosexuality, sleeping around, shacking up, all those things are in the same category, you know. If you stop doing those things and you focus on being honorable and holy, and you read the scriptures and you memorize verses about being pure and holy and a Christian, then you'll quit focusing on those things. But if you keep doing those things and you focus on those things and you keep looking at things you shouldn't be looking at and doing things you shouldn't be doing, you'll keep that memory in your head. But if you're doing the opposite, then you will go the opposite direction. Okay? And number two is, what is forbidden in the first commandment? What is forbidden in the first commandment? And the first thing is denying God. Look at Psalm 14:1. A lot of us know this one. Psalm 14:1. Okay? "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." Now, the first thing that is forbidden from the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me, is denying God. That's Psalm 14:1. Okay? And the next forbidden thing is not worshiping and glorifying the true God. Look in Romans 1:21. Romans 1:21. Romans 1:21 says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. When you don't, you're not thankful for who God is and who he is according to the word of God, who he really is. And you start making up things. Well, God loves everybody. He wouldn't send nobody to hell. God loves us. It doesn't matter if we're living in sin, if we're shacked up, or if we're disobeying our parents, or if once we start making lies and we start turning God into someone he's not, then God will hand us over to our corrupt nature. All right? So we have to worship God as God and as our God. Okay, worshiping, glorifying the true God, and as God and our God. Look in Psalm 81. We're going all over the Bible today. Psalm 81, 10 and 11. Let's look at Psalm 81, 10 and 11. It says, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people will not hearken to my voice. And Israel would none of me. This is God talking. Okay? We have to worship God as who God is and our God. In other words, we can't make up. We can't worship. When it talks about not worshiping other gods, we have to worship not just our God. We have to worship him the way he wants to be worshiped. Okay? We can't make up our own ways of worship. All right, and we have to make sure that our worship lines up with the Word of God. Okay, there was a lot of worship in the Bible. The Athenians, they had premarital sex, they had prostitution, all these things, and they used those things to worship false gods. We cannot use those things to worship our God. Our God, our worship has to line up with Scripture. Okay, all right. And what is forbidden in the first commandment, C, is giving of that worship and glory to any other which is due unto him alone. Look in Romans 1. I really like this. I focusing on the commandment, not just reading it and saying, well, don't worship other gods, but breaking it down. Romans 1. And we should know our Bible. We should be able to flip through our Bible and say, okay, this is Romans 1. It's right after Acts. You know, if you don't know where these books of the Bible are, learn them. Okay? Learn them. Write them down on a piece of paper. Alphabetic, or write them down the way they are. Get a table of contents, start writing them down where you can memorize where they're at. Romans 1:25 and 26. All right, who changed? Okay, let's start in 24. It says, wherefore God hath given them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. That's talking about homosexuality. It's also talking about premarital sex. Premarital sex, having sex when you're not actually married to one another, is a sin against God, just like homosexuality. You can't say, well, I'm not like that bad. No, you're in the same category, okay? If you're cheating on your husband, or you're having homosexual sexual practices or fornication, they're all sins against your body and it's sins against God, okay? 24 says, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Okay? For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. They served, they worshiped the creature more than the creator. We do this when we put our wives before God, put our husbands before God, we put our children before God, put our pets before God. You know, we can go into celebrities, music stars, even any creature we worship, we give honor to more than God, then that displeases him. That breaks the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. No other creature or thing, or even worse, a thing, your car, money, your job, even your ministry. Putting your ministry before God. Oh, you know, you won't repent. You've fallen into sin, but because you're a pastor or a missionary, you're not going to confess that sin and get it right, make restitution, because it might hurt the ministry. You know, that's putting the ministry before your relationship with God, and that's a sin. That's putting your ministry as a god. Okay? Your relationship with God is for one. What do we say? All right, love the Lord thy God with all the heart, with all the soul, with all the mind. This is the first and great commandment. Second is like it, is like unto it. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Okay, your personal relationship. I don't care if you're a pastor, a missionary. I don't care if you clean toilets. Okay, I don't care if you're a mother, or father. Your relationship with God comes before everything. Okay, because every other relationship, everything else, lines up with that relationship. Your ground base. Structure of your life is loving God. Your relationship with God is messed up. It's going to mess up everything else in life. Okay? You make sure that's took care of. Okay? You don't worry about your ministry will take care of itself. Your relationship with your wife will take care of itself. Your relationship with your kids will take care of itself. All that stuff will take care of itself if you love God the way you're supposed to love God. All right? And you can always judge whether you love God the way you should be loving God, because if that relationship's right, then I'm not saying you'll get along with everybody, but you will handle your other relationships appropriately if your relationship with God is where it should be. All right. Now, what's the phrase? It says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. What does before me mean? What's the significance of that? God, remember this. God, who sees all things, takes notice of and is much displeased with the sin of having any other god. And if you go to Exodus chapter 8 and verse 5 to the end of the chapter, it's talking about Pharaoh and the 10 plagues. Why do you think God went off so hardcore about the 10 plagues? If you study, all 10 plagues were a plague against every false god that the Egyptians worshipped. So God wasn't just making a point. He wasn't just spanking the Egyptians because they wouldn't let the Hebrews go. He was proving a point that they had no business worshiping these false gods. And he was the true God. And he was making a point of that. He's like, before I take my people out of this system, out of your country, out of the Egyptian society, I'm going to show each and every one of you who I am. And I'm going to prove who the only God you should be worshiping. And he made that point with every one of those plagues before he took them out. The Egyptians knew who the real God was. They knew who the God of the universe was. When the Egyptians left, when the Hebrews left, the Egyptians knew that their gods were fake. They knew it. Now, if they kept worshiping him, they did it in exact denial against God. And never forget that. Okay? God proves himself. Okay? People that worship animals through evolution, Hinduism, Mormonism, whatever it is, worships the worship of animal, which is what evolution is, basically the worship of animal. You're saying, I'm an animal that became a man that's going to become a superhero one day, like through the X-Men movies. That's animal worship. You're deifying man, okay? And that's exactly no different than what the Egyptians did, okay? You never put, not even yourself, you don't put anyone before God. Remember, the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now today, get along with the Lord Jesus Christ, pray, and ask him, am I putting anything before you? Good night.